Hello, 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 and welcome to We the People podcast. I'm your host, Jay Kanze. I really want to just take a moment to say I'm very grateful for the opportunity to continue to do this podcast, and I want to thank the people in 22 different countries with the language barrier and places, all parts of the world I could have never imagined. Thank you for the support and really appreciate, again, the opportunity to connect with people and share thoughts and ideas and experiences and really build a community. It's been a humbly, truly gratifying experience. And I say all that to say that coming off of an extended hiatus, a time of so much big news and change and challenges as well, which I will get into, it's even more gratifying to have this space and this time. And again, this is not about me, but this is not about me at all, like I said, but about us, we, the people. And, you know, it really makes me grateful for and aware of the positive connection that, you know, technology and social media can bring, because I think we're inundated with all of the negativity and challenges and problems and psychological conflict it can cause. Just to really have time to be aware of it, that it still can also be a positive force and factor to bring people together of like minds and of different opinions and share in things that can create a collectivistic sense and build community. That's the biggest thing. Everything is about the community. We're back, though. This is almost, like I said, going on year 3, I believe, maybe even 4 of the podcast. Who knows at this point, but there's been significant changes. I've recommitted myself to bringing consistently to you at least once a week, a new episode in terms of an audio format. But I'm aggressively at work of producing a video episode that'll be available on YouTube and Patreon. Bear with me. Hopefully that'll be live by June. But enough of the updates. Again, I'm your host, Jay Kanze. I'm a clinical research consultant with a background in clinical mental health counseling and business development. And I am the host of We the People podcast. And I want to welcome everyone once again to this is going to be the first episode of season 3. But the 26th episode overall, and this is episode 26, Into the Darkness Part 2. I'm very good at doing part 1s. This is one of the few of many part 2s to come. So I'm going to be not capping off, but extending or adding more to some of the previous part 1 episodes, but I'm happy to start here, Into the Darkness Part 2. And I think this is so appropriate, especially with the relaunch, is, you know, when you're, anytime you've had some success and you begin to move to another level, you know, there becomes to start becoming difficulty and like a discomfort again. And it makes you question if you're on the right path, because I built up, I was doing well. And then I started moving again into a new space and I started encountering problems. So it's almost rational to think that have I lost my way, or have I switched it up, or why am I having these problems again? I thought I had it figured out. And it's important to remember that you had it figured out at that level. In order to have a profound growth or an awakening or to transcend to a different level, you have to go, and I've used this before, but you have to go into the soil, into the dirt, into the darkness, because why? That is where things grow. It's a dark, wet, uncomfortable place, but that's what produces results, fruit, yield, harvest. Then that's what really sustains us and feeds us to be bigger, better, and more for ourselves and our communities. And saying all that is to say that going into the darkness, it's a very tough place, because it's weird. Everything instinctually is telling you that you need to slow down or you need to proceed with caution, or that you should really question what you're doing and its effectiveness. And what I fundamentally believe is that that's the time. That's the time when you go. You have to. That's the time you go. I love what this, he's a very older guy. His name is Yoel Romero. He's a mixed martial arts fighter, Cuban fellow. He was doing an interview and he said something, and it was simple, but it was just deep. He was like, you know, God gave you two hands, 2 feet like me. Anything's possible. If you have life, anything is possible. You just have to go do it. And the reason why that resonated with me and why I'm even mentioning that here is that when you are in the darkness, you can't see. So even from a physical sense, you're forced to operate on the two things that you have and that you can always have and that no one can take away from you in the material world. And that is your faith and your instincts. So you either have to see by, and you're better off if you're seeing by both, but you're going to have to see or navigate this terrain in life when you go into the darkness. You're going to have to utilize your faith, and hopefully you've built that up in reserve, and also your instincts, what you know, what you experience. And the reason I mention instincts is a broader part. You know, people say instincts, okay, it's like you're just your senses. No, your instincts come from your experiences as well, things that you move intuitively on. And so it's important on how we talk about our instincts. What does that mean? So when you say we move on our instincts, instinctively, what do you know about yourself? What do you know about your experiences? What are your instincts in that capacity? So this goes back ultimately to a really, really important thing. The story of ourselves. In psychotherapy, they call it the motivational interview. It's what you tell yourself about your experiences. You talk about what you've overcome. And that also shapes the narrative you have of yourself. Everyone has a demon or a dragon that they've slayed in their life in some capacity. Scale may be variant, but we all have something we've overcome. Otherwise, we're usually not here. So how you look at your challenges develops your instinctual approach to your life. And that's what guides you when you're in the dark. You know, I was doing some reading and I found out something very, very interesting. there's an area of your brain. It is called the anterior mid-cingulate cortex. This is a small region in the brain. It's often referred to as the seat of willpower, or where we process motivation and pain. And they did neuroscans, and people who suffered from various addictions, their mid-cingulate anterior cortex was small or virtually non-existent. And I won't say successful, but people who have accomplished feats or challenged themselves, they did look at highly successful people, their neural scans. And I'm not talking in terms of just like a financial measure, but looking at people who were accomplished and confident and had navigated some challenges. And what they noticed is that their mid-cingulate anterior cortex was a large area. So what they've realized, and also looking at people who recovered from addiction, and as they did, their mid-cingulate anterior cortex would expand. Saying all this science shit to say that it's an area of your brain that allows you to process and function and do well and be motivated in difficult circumstances. The more you do it, the more it rapidly expands. The minute you stop, it contracts even faster. So it shrinks just like that. And that is the power of building these things. And the reason you need to do things that are difficult, because no matter who you are or what walk of life you're in, there will come a time where you have to journey into the darkness. And it's like passing through a crucible. When I say that, it means you're going through life, you go through experience, and there's usually significant pain involved or challenges or doubt. And some people get stuck in the crucible because they passing through it, the pain was so intense that they froze and they thus familiarized themselves with it. And they lost the will to move forward because you think all there is going to be pain. What is there to look forward to? Why go forward? And some people, the people that pass through the crucible, they somehow get through some of that pain and difficulty. They come out on the other side, changed, deeper, wider, not their former selves. And that's what's the important part is. What do you do in the darkness? What have you built up to venture into the darkness? You know, are you preparing yourself for that journey, whether it's losing a close loved one, whether it's losing finances, losing love? We will all have to journey into that darkness. It's not a punishment. It's not a woe is me, how did this happen? It's literally a part of the path to, I'm not just going to say success, and because that's making it too simplistic. It's part of the path to growth, the path to self-actualization, the path to true peace, or the path to gratitude. You have to go through this space if you're pursuing a best self. And a lot of times this does have career and financial implications. So you may not journey into the darkness at the same time in each area of your life. But in each area of your life, you will have that journey. So we can start from one point. Let's talk about navigating the journey into the darkness in your career. I've had the fortunate and unfortunate, and I won't even make this about me, but many of us have had the fortune and misfortune of wearing many hats in a career, being in many positions, being able to see the game from many different vantage points, which is ultimately a powerful thing. But the true test there is that when things go right, when things go wrong after they went right, it's different when you're on an upward trajectory or you're building, you expect for things to not go well, you're trying to make them better. But the darkness, that journey into the darkness, it's not, we think it's on that grind to come up, but it's not even really there. It is after we've experienced a success, any success. After a success, there's usually some type of descent before that next success. And that's that journey into the darkness that I'm referring to, where you've had a win, you think you figure it out, and now you sometimes feel like you're even in a worse spot because at the beginning, you're like, I knew I didn't get it, so that didn't bother me as much. But to now question yourself after you think you figured it out, that can be the scary part. So in your career, when you journey into the darkness, this is where, while technical skills are incredibly important, mindset, flexibility, and an ability to navigate vulnerability are critical. You'll need people. Usually there are more people that'll burn you than help you, but you need people, and you need to develop a thick skin, because when you take that journey into the darkness, you'll have to process pressure and solve problems. And sometimes those career challenges, not just talking about something as simplistic as losing a job or your business going under, I'm talking about being in serious trouble, not being able to navigate or meet obligations or, you know, keep up with invoices. What will you do? You know, again, you know, the point of keep going here is so, so critical. You have to keep going, but you have to be flexible. There are things you might change. You may have to lay people off. You may have to look at a different vertical. But the key to surviving the darkness, or venturing into that darkness in your career, is being aware that it's going to come. The biggest mistake you can make is thinking that you'll always be okay. Because that is the one thing that is true. It will never always be okay. And if it's always okay, that's a good indicator that you may have stagnated to some degree. You need challenges for growth, and you need growth to scale. And it's not about just making it bigger for yourself like you want more. It has to get bigger to help more. The way the world is structured, it is an immutable reality that the need for other people to help other people is only going to continue to become greater and greater and greater. So you have to arm yourself with as many tools as possible. So in this point in your career where, you know, you see the downturn or you had what you thought you wanted and you lose it, you have to decide in your mind, I'm not done. I'm not dead. I'm just in the dark. And what do you do in the dark? In the dark, you don't scream for help first. The first thing you do is you try to find a flashlight. And that flashlight can shed light. It doesn't shed light on the whole situation, but enough light to give you a direction. And I'm going to attempt to not be as metaphorical and get a little bit literal here. But a direction is the most important thing you need when you're in the dark. And instincts and faith, as well as that flashlight, help you find it. That flashlight means no matter what you're doing, and even if it feels good and comfortable, you always have to keep a small part of your brain thinking in one specific area in another direction. You know, it's similar to that 10th man philosophy. If 9 people agree and there's one assenting opinion, that's the one you have to prepare for. So it's really important to think about that. When everything is going well in my career, that is the most important time. And the things you do at that time are the most important things that prepares you for that journey into the darkness. And it looks different for everyone. Sometimes it's downscaling. Sometimes it's retooling. Sometimes it's being brave enough to leave a comfort area, but being smart enough to know how to leverage people in relationships. And particularly for certain groups of people, it's so difficult to put yourself out there. But it's not difficult. It's simply the fear. When you lose the fear of rejection, you put on the cloak of invincibility. It's literally that simple. Removing the fear of objection, which is a shield and a barrier, it puts the cloak of invincibility on you. Meaning once you're no longer afraid and you don't factor in rejection because you know it's going to come, there's nothing you can't do. There is absolutely nothing that you can't do. And, you know, I think I'll find another way to revisit this to really break it down. But in your career, being bold is one of the most important things. It's not just the Greek saying, I believe it. It's true at every level. Fortune favors the bold. You can be wrong, and that's fine because you're going to be wrong at some point. But it's more important to attempt to be innovative, forward thinking. Lean into it. Now, I will also, as a consultant, it's my job to think about ways to mitigate risk there. You know, it's important how you articulate yourself because the best vision is a shared vision. And the better a vision is articulated, the more people adopt it as their own. And the more a shared vision becomes personalized, it becomes a culture in that order. So that's something that's going to be critically important. You know, looking at other areas of someone's life, you'd say, you know, which is the hardest, or, you know, I'm trying to pick where we go to next, because we just talked about the journey into the darkness in your career. And at different stages of your career, it means different things. It requires a deep awareness and understanding of yourself and a confidence. You know, I was telling a client a few weeks ago on the West Coast, I said, I don't lose. I always win. I said, sometimes God makes me wait for my wins, but I never lose. And I say that to say, because that's the mindset that it takes. And it's different in other areas of your life, but the mindset is the most critical thing. So if you're talking about journeying into the darkness or going into the darkness in life, I think I'll save probably the relationship aspect as its own episode. But here we'll touch on, we touched on career, and I think it's appropriate to touch on the journey into the darkness in terms of yourself or your psyche. This can definitely be the most important one because it's that pillar, the self pillar, out of the pillars of life where there's your professional, your personal, relationship and social, the self pillar. Journeying into the darkness yourself emotionally is probably the most difficult, tumultuous, and dangerous journey into the darkness that you'll experience. You know, some people will make you feel like you're losing your mind. You know, your loved ones or partners won't understand you. You know, people will tell you you've changed and you start wondering, have I lost my nerve? Am I the same creative person? Do I still have the same good qualities? Am I still creative and handsome? All these questions, all this doubt. And doubt is the Achilles heels of any great person, particularly anybody who aspires to be a great man. It is not the presence of doubt. It is how it's cultivated and how it's used. Doubt can either be kerosene or retarded. I don't even think that's the right word, but it's either going to ignite a fire or it's going to completely douse the flame, depending on how you use that. That's how important it is. So going into the darkness personally, you know, you may think your career, at first, you may think your career is fine, but it's like something doesn't feel right with me. You know, whether I'm not happy or I'm not motivated, you know, you lose the will or, you know, you don't know why you're fighting as hard. So a lot of times this is ultimately tied into a lack of clarity or lack of power or a lack of direction or commitment to the purpose. So initially, anytime you're journeying into the darkness in your personal life, it's critically important to start thinking about, why am I doing any of this? Is your why strong enough? Is your purpose, is the meaning for this? Because there are so many challenges to overcome. Some people, it's an act of courage just to get out of the bed every day. So it's important to really have a connection to your motivation or purpose. You know, because the most important time to do anything is when you don't feel like it. That tells you all about what it means to you and where you're going to go. And, you know, what is it going to take to be able to make you keep fidelity with that commitment? There are, you know, so many other areas I can go into in terms of just talking about this, but The real test or challenge here is what do you do when your personal life is falling apart, when you're in that dark space and there's no one? Of course, I'm always going to be an advocate of seeking therapy, of you know, writing down your thoughts and feelings, being transparent about your emotions, and also reassessing if your purpose is still valid for you to make progress. It's not enough to have a reason. Is this going to be a reason that will motivate me enough to progress? Not a reason to keep doing, but a reason to go further. Because you can always have a reason. There's a why to anything. But when your why is strong, it becomes purpose. That means it's not something you're working towards. It's something that you're going to. It's not just like, I'm going to keep working and this happens, like buying a house. It's no, I'm going after this. And every day, because of what I'm putting into it, I know that I'm moving closer. And when you start changing that and you start getting perspective and familiarity, even on the emotional side of your own life, you start recognizing, hey, I'm feeling bad right now. I'm not okay. And having someone to talk to, sometimes even just the sounding board, can be very critical. And it's important to recognize and give yourself grace, have agency to, I'm just going to need to pull back from everything and sit with me. Because it's never enough to try to live up to a standard that's going to make you unhappy in your life. Wow. Well, I think that we've reached a sufficient point for part two. I'm going to circle back into this and really go into the darkness. That's going to be the next episode. Into the Darkness, part three, relationships. I haven't done anything in reference to that. And that's going to cover romantic relationships and social relationships and friendships and familiar relationships. So we're going to talk about the four relationships in terms of Into the Darkness. I want to thank everyone for tapping into We the People podcast. I hope this has provided some type of benefit, and I look forward to discussion. Please email me at j4we@gmail.com. Looking forward to getting tapped in and keeping this train going. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay blessed.